Okay, good. Boker Tov. We are here on, we're doing the last line of Hey Amud Bet, of Daled Amud Bet, excuse me. And today we're going to study Hey Amud Aleph in Masachet Brachot. Okay? So first we're going to start with the topic of Berachat Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema Alamita, the Shema that we say when we're sitting on our beds or near our beds. Then we're going to discuss, we get into some interesting discussions, actually theological discussions, about Yisurin Shel Ahava, about sort of trials or punishments that a person receives that come from the fact that Hashem loves us, and we get into some interesting discussions of how you define Yisurin Shel Ahava. So we're on the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet. Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi. Afal pisha kara adam kriyat shema bevet haKnesset, mitzvah likrato al mitato. Even though a person has read kriyat shema in the Beit Knesset at Arvit, okay, nonetheless, you have to read it a third time in your day. And when is that third time? Al mitato, okay, when he's lying in his bed. Amar Rabbi Yossi teaches, Maikra, what is the meaning of the following pasuk? Rigzu v'al techatahu. Rigzu is like, get yourself riled up. Rigzu v'al techatahu, then you will not sin. Imur bilvavchem, say in your heart, al mishkavchem v'domu sela. Al mishkavchem, in your beds, v'domu sela, and then you will fall asleep. So this is the basis for this notion of Kriyat Shema Alamita. Because basically it's saying, Rigzu v'al, get yourself riled up, then you won't sin. Think about the words of Torah, and say in your hearts, as we say the words, Alevavcha, Shema has the words, you know, we say in our hearts, Al mishkavchem, in your bed, v'do musela, then you will fall asleep afterwards. So Amar Rav Nachman teaches us, Im tamid chacham hu ein tzarich. A tamid chacham does not need to read Kriyat Shema al hamita. Why not? Rashi explains, the whole purpose of Kriyat Shema al hamita, and I spoke about Friday night, there are different reasons given for why we say Kriyat Shema al hamita. Remember, in the Torah, it tells us, b'shoch b'cha u'kumecha. Read it in the morning, read it at night. But who says you have to read it a third time in your bed? So Rashi explains that we want a person to fall asleep thinking of Torah. What do we want you to dream about? Dream about Torah. How are you going to do that? By thinking about Torah right beforehand. A Talmid Chacham is already studying Torah. A Talmid Chacham is already thinking about Torah all the time. But for us, regular Jews, we need a little bit more of a push, and Shema is what's going to do it. Amar Abaye, Abaye teaches, Af Talmid Chacham Ibayalei. Even a Talmid Chacham needs to study words of Torah or needs some support or help from Hashem. Lemei Marchad Psuke Derachme. Even a Talmid Chacham needs to say one pasuk of Tefillah. Rachame of Tefillah. Kigon, for example, what's a pasuk that you could say? Biadcha Afkiruchi. In your hands, Hashem, I place my soul. Padita oti Hashem elamet, redeem me Hashem, the true God. Okay, so this is an example. He's saying, even if you're not going to say Shema, you still need to say a tefillah before you go to sleep. And this is biadcha kidruchi, is a very appropriate tefillah. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. Rabbi Levi Bar Chama says, Am Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. He says in the name of Resh Lakish, Leolam yagiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. Person always needs to fight. Have the Yetzer Tov fight the Yetzer Hara. Now notice the word Le'olam. Why is Le'olam? Le'olam means forever. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that the fight against the Yetzer Hara is a never-ending battle. Okay? Because if you become complacent, when things are good, you still need to continue to fight. It's a never-ending fight. Sometimes it's different challenges or different, you know, issues that come up. But you always need to be on the lookout to fight the Yetzer Hara. You need the Yetzer HaTov fully functioning 24/7. Shene'emar, as it says, Rigzu V'al Techatahu. So this is another interpretation of this pasuk, Rigzu V'al Techatahu. It's about the fight with the Yetzer Hara. Im Nitzchu, Mutav. If you win out, good. V'im Lav. And if you don't seem to be able to fight it alone, what do? Ya'asok ba'Torah. Study Torah. Torah is an antidote against the Yetzer Hara. Well, it just brings you into a different mind space. You think about positive things instead of having negative, inappropriate thoughts. Shne'emar, as it says, Imru bilvavchem. Say in your hearts. Okay? And Torah is something that you study, you know, in your heart, in your mind. Im Nitzchu, if you succeed and you beat the Yetzer Hara, mutav, great. Ve'im lav yikra kriyat shema. If not, then you should read kriyat shema. Shene'emar, as it says, al mishkavchem. So we have a list of weapons that you could at your disposal to fight against the Yetzer Hara. Number one, just try to fight it with your mind. Number two, Yasuk Batra. Number three, read Kriyat Shema. The Imlav Yizkor Lo Yom Hamita. And if that doesn't work, you know what you should do? You should think about one's day of death. And the day of death reminds us of what's important in life, that we shouldn't sin. Shenemar, as it says, Vidomu Sela in this case doesn't mean when you go to sleep. Vidomu Sela is when you really, go to sleep. At the end of Me'av Esrim. So this is, again, Shema also can play a role in fighting the Yetzer Hara. So these are all different ideas that are connected. Let me ask you a question. Why do we only think about the day of death at the end? And why is it the fourth option and not plan A? Why is it not the first option? What do you think?
Basically, death is not something particularly positive.
Okay, first of all, it makes us sad to think about this. And you don't want to, diminish your energy. You want to do something positive. It's not a good thing, death. And it also, it makes a person sad. And we want a person to be besimcha. One commentator explains that. The other thing is that, if you're fighting a battle, they're shooting at you with an M16. If you bring out the nuclear option right away, there's going to be collateral damage. You don't always want to resort to the strongest option that you have. You need to be proportionate in your response. And ultimately, if you keep always thinking about the day of death, it's not going to be useful when you need it to be useful when you really need it. Okay, so you have to use your tools, your weapons carefully and proportionately. Next statement. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. Another statement by Levi Bar Chama. Rabbi Yoshima Ben Akish. My dechtiv. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Ve'et nalecha et haluchot ha'even, et luchot ha'even, ve'hatorah ve'hamitzvah asher katavdi lehoratam. This is in the end of Parshat Mishpatim. And Moshe says, in the name of Hashem, I have given you the luchot ha'even, Aseret HaDibrot, the Torah, the mitzvah asher katavdi, that I've written lehoratam, to teach you, to educate you. What is the meaning of all these different phrases? So the Gemara darshans this to mean different things, and it comes to a very interesting conclusion. Luchot, elu aseret hadibrot. The luchot, that is the Ten Commandments. Torah, ze mikra. Torah is mikra. It's tana, meaning the chamisha chum shetura. The hamitzvah, zu mishnah. The mitzvah, that's the mishnah. Asher katavti, that I have written, elu nivi'im uktuvim. These are the nivi'im uktuvim. Lo horatam is breaking down every word in the pasuk. Lo horatam ze gemara. This is the gemara. And what do we learn from here? Milamed shekulam nitnu leMoshe miSinai. All of them were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Let me ask you a question. If we're having a halachic discussion, or two rabbis, two poskim are having a halachic discussion, you're telling me that was given at Har Sinai? How is that possible? I mean, it's like, first of all, it takes a long time. You have to be at Har Sinai a very long time. And even Google doesn't have the amount of data to store up all the Torah discussions that ever happened. But even furthermore, I mean, is everything predetermined? I mean, what does this mean? How do you explain this? So the Torah Tamim, Baruch HaLevi Epstein, in his commentary on the Torah, he discusses this, and he says, wait a second, this is impossible to really believe, because we also have other statements. There are other Agarata, for example. There's a story in Masechet Menachot, Af Kaftet, that Moshe, Rabbi Akiva, is teaching something that Moshe doesn't know. So I don't understand it. Moshe knows everything. Everything was given at Har Sinai. First of all, what happened to all this information? Does it mean those who the Rambam's Mishnah Torah was given at Har Sinai? So what happened to it? What, the Rambam just found it in some earthen vessel under the ground? Like, what? How do you explain all of Torah Shabbat Peh? Clearly, there's a notion of chidush. There's a notion of human initiative. So he explains that it doesn't mean literally everything was given at Har Sinai, but the basic dinim, certain basic principles, certain basic tools that we have. The Rambam, for example, in his commentary to introduction to the Mishnah, says that certain tools were given in Har Sinai, which enabled us to continue to expand upon and interpret the Torah, but it doesn't mean every single word and every single discussion was actually given at Har Sinai. Now, you should just be aware, there are people who believe and take this literally, that every single word was given at Har Sinai, but it doesn't stand the test of reason or history. And there's a lot more to discuss about this topic, but we have to move on. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, we go back to Kriyat Shema. Kol ha-korei Kriyat Shema al mitato. Whoever reads Kriyat Shema on his bed, ki'ilu ochez cherev shal shtei piot biyado. It's as if he's holding a sword of tupiot. Tupiot, they're a double-bladed edged sword. Shene emar, he brings a pasuk for this. What's the pasuk? Meaning, it sounds like, again, you're going to war. Who are you going to war against? Rashi explains, against the mazikin. What are the mazikin? It could be the demons. It could be one's yetzer hara that's bringing inappropriate thoughts. You're going to be armed, ready to go to battle. How do we know this? Shene emar, it says, Rubemot el bigronam v'charef pipiot piadam. The praise of Hashem is in their garon, their throat, their mouth. V'charef pipiot biadam, and they have a sword in their hand. Now, how do we know this has to do with Kriyat Shema at night? How do we know this has to do with going to sleep? My mashma, Amar Mar Mar says, Amar Mar Zutra, excuse me, v'itemer av Ashi, Meresha di'inyana. You have to go to the beginning of the topic. Okay, Meresha is the first, the beginning of the topic, Tichtiv, as it says again in the Pasuk. You see the circle here, this is from Tehilim, Kuf Memtet. Ya'alzu chasidim bechavod. The chasidim, the pious ones of Hashem, will celebrate bechavod with Hashem, in Hashem's honor. Yiranenu al mishkevotam. They will sing, Yiranen, they will sing al mishkevotam when they're asleep. And then Uchtiv Batrei, and it says after that, Batrei means after, this pasuk we were speaking about before, in Ramamot el Bigonam l'cher b'fiyab yadam. So we see that this notion of having a sword in your hand, when you're praising Hashem, Ramamot el Bigonam, al mishkavchem, when you're lying down, and this is the notion of Kriyat Shema al Hamita.
This pasuk actually is an illustration of a Chazan, who is also a Mohel and a Shochet.
Yeah.
Ramamot el Bigonam.
Ah. Ah, yafeh, very interesting, yafeh. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kol ha-korei kriyat shema al mitato mizikin bedilin hemenu. Whoever reads kriyat shema on his bed, the mizikin, the demons, will go away from him, as it says, shena emar, uvnei reshef yagbiu of. Bnei reshef are demons. Yagbihu of will be pushed away. Of refers to Torah. The ain of el Torah. Of is Torah. Shene emar. How do we know of or uf is Torah? Shene emar. As it says, Hataif einecha bo ve'enenu. If you turn your head away from it, you will forget it. And what is it? It is Torah. So Torah pushes away the demons. The ain reshef el mazikin and ein refesh reshef is mazikin shenemar, as we know in this is in Parshat Azinu, mizera av ulchume reshef v'ketev miriri. Okay, this is a these are psukim. These are all the different curses that will come upon us, and some of them are demons, and these will be pushed away when you study Torah, perhaps. And I'm just saying something, perhaps psychologically. You know, when we study Torah, when we have our kviyut, we study Torah regularly on a daily basis. Sometimes it pushes away some of our day's worries and anxiety. That's what Torah has the ability to do for us. It's mishivat nafesh. It pushes away the demons and also some of the psychological demons in life. Okay, next point. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Kol ha'usek batorah yisurin bidilin mimenu. Whoever studies Torah, yisurin. What are yisurin? What's the right way to interpret yisurin? Suffering maybe, you know, goes away from a person. Now we're going to see a number of different statements that sound somewhat, you know, how shall we say, very pointed, very direct statements. Perhaps one needs to see the entire sugya as one big michlol and not just these individual statements. But let's see what he says here. Kol sekbat ra yisurin bidilim imenu. Shene emar uvnei reshef yagbihu uf. Again, the same pasuk, uvnei reshef, the demons or the yisurin will go away when Torah comes. Ve'in uf ela Torah, we know that uf is Torah. Shene emar hatayi ve'nechabo ve'enenu. Ve'in reshef ela yisurin, how do we know that reshef is yisurin? The same pasuk, shene emar mezer avod chumei reshef. So two different interpretations of these pasukim. Either the demons will go away or the suffering will go away. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu tikonot shel Beit Rabban yodinoto." Rabbi Reish Lakish. They were chavrutot, by the way. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Come, what are you teaching us this for? You're wasting our time. Every single school kid knows this. How do they know this? Because they know the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Vayomer. This is in Shmot Perek Tadvav. Vayomer im shamoa tishma lekol Hashem elokecha." Moshe speaks to the Jewish people and he says, if you listen to Hashem, to the voice of Hashem, v'hayashar be'enav ta'aseh, and you do what is praiseworthy or straight in his eyes, V'hazanta l'mitzvotav. And you listen to his mitzvot. V'shamarta kol chukav. And you listen to all statutes. Kol ha'machala ashesan de mitzvayim lo'asim alecha. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. All of the plagues, all of the illnesses that I brought upon Mitzrayim, I will not bring upon you because I am Hashem, your healer. So we see here, if you listen to the Torah, then you won't have any yisurin, you won't have any punishment. By the way, this doesn't mention isuk b'Torah. This is not study of Torah. This is listening to the Torah. So it's a little bit different, but same notion. So how do we, so we have to reinterpret Reish Lakish's comment. So how do we, what do we interpret it to mean? Ela kol she'efshar lo la'asok b'Torah ve'eino osek. Whoever has the ability, the capacity, the ability, the time to study Torah, and he does not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin mecho'arin ve'ochrin. Ve'ochrin oto. If you don't study, if you have time to study Torah and you don't, Hashem will bring terrible suffering upon a person. Okay, this means at night we're thinking about watching a movie or whatever it is, and we have time to study Torah. We have to think about this. This very.
What is the context of Kriyat Shema?
No. Now we've moved away from that a little bit. We moved away. We've spoken Torah can not just Kriyat Shema, but Torah in general. This is Isuk Batorah, the study of Torah, engagement in the study of Torah. Okay, Shana Amar, we bring a pasuk to teach us this. Shana Amar, Ne'elamti Dumia, Hecheshti Mituv Ukeivi Ne'echar. So Ne'elamti Dumia, meaning I was silent, meaning I did not engage in the study. I was not engaged in the study of Torah. Mituv or Mitov from the goodness itself. That the goodness is Torah. Ukeivi Ne'echar. And as a result, pain was brought upon me. Ve'ein tov ela Torah. Tov is Torah. How do we know that Torah is good? Shana Amar, ki lekach tov natati lachem, Torah ti al tazov. Right, ki lekach tov, I've given you a good, a lekach, that's tov. We've already seen this pasuk in Masachat Brachot. Don't forget the Torah. Yafeh. So this is how we see that we should study Torah. Amar Rabbi Zera, v'itema Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Zera says in the name of, or some say it was Rabbi Chanina, the word itema means, e is if you want to say. So it could be Rabbi Zera who said a statement, or it could be Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Okay? Bo ure'e shelo kemidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat basar vadam. Come and see that the ways of Hashem are not like the ways of basar vadam. Who are basar vadam? Who is that? Human beings. Hashem is different than us. I mean, categorically different. How is Hashem different than us? Let's see. Adam, midat basar v'dam. Midat basar v'dam, when it comes to human beings, Adam mocher chefetz l'chavero, we sell something to our friends, mocher atzuv v'lokeach sameach. The person who needs to sell something is sad. The one who buys it is happy. I know, sometimes it's the opposite. It depends what you're selling, right? Okay. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Ken. God is not this way. Natan lahem Torah liYisrael v'sameach. Hashem gave us the Torah, and He's happy that He gave us the Torah. Shne'amar ki lekach tov natati lachem Torati al ta'azovu. Hashem is so happy to have given us the Torah, and we should also be happy to give over the Torah that we have, the wisdom that we have, to others b'simcha, and share it with others. Amar Rava, new statement. We now come back to this notion of suffering in the world. And tzaddik v'ralo, and the notion of a tzaddik and having bad things happen to him. Amar Rava says, v'itim Rav Chizda, and some say Rav Chizda, im ro'e adam shi'yisurin ba'in ala, that the person sees that he is suffering in this world, yifasfes b'ma'asav. He should check his ways. He should do tshuva. He should do a cheshbo nefesh. Shene Amar, as it says, Nach besa'a derachinu v'nach kora v'nashuva al Hashem. Where's that from? Where's it from? From Sefer Echa. Okay? Megillat Echa. So one should check their ways, search one's ways, v'nashuva al Hashem, and return to Hashem. Fish feish v'lo matza. Let's say you don't find any sins. It's hard to believe, but let's say you don't find that you sinned at all. You didn't find anything terrible that you did. Yitle b'vitul Torah. You should assume the reason you're being punished is because of wasting time. Bitul Torah. You could have been studying Torah, and instead you were doing something that was not worthy of your time. Shana Amar, as it says, This is going to be an important pasuk that we're going to actually interpret in three different ways, okay, in the next few lines. Ashrei hagever, praiseworthy is the person, asher tiasreinu ya, whom Hashem punishes or causes suffering to. Umi toratcha tilamdenu. So what's the connection between Hashem punishing us and learning from his Torah? The answer is as follows. Because a person didn't study Torah, Hashem punishes him or gives him suffering. And then as a result, umi toratcha tilamdenu, you will end up coming back to Torah. It will cause you to think, wait a second, what have I done wrong? Oh, I'm not studying enough Torah. Umi toratcha tilamdenu, you'll end up studying Torah. Okay? Ve'im tala ve'lo matza, biyadua she'yisurin shel ahava. And what, wait a second, what if you do study Torah? So how do you explain these yisurin? It's not because you've done averot. It's not because you're not studying Torah. You are doing all these things. Then you know that they're yisurin shel ahava. What are yisurin shel ahava? Hashem is punishing us because he loves us. Heim shena amar, as it says, ki eit asher ye'ehov Hashem yochiyach. He who Hashem loves, he rebukes. How do you explain this? What is the meaning of this? Why would Hashem rebuke he who he loves?
Tough love.
Tough love. And what does tough love do for someone? What does it do? Maybe it makes you better. Okay, it makes you stronger. Okay, and it makes you go deeper in life a little bit. Now, obviously, there are different types of tough love. There's tough love, you know, a little bit of a patch, and there's tough love, you know, losing a close member of one's family. It's very hard to understand, you know, how does that fit into this? You know, there sometimes you need a little bit of a push. Okay, we get that. A little bit of a, whatever it is. But something beyond that, it's tough to understand. But, okay. Amarav Sechora, Rav says in the name of Rav Sechora, Amaravuna, Kol Shehakadosh Baruch Haseitz Bo, whoever Hashem desires or loves, Middakeo B'Yisurin. He pushes down, he pummels with Yisurin, Shena Emar, as it says, Vashem Chafet Dikao Hechali. Okay, whoever Hashem desires or loves, Dikao Hechali, he pushes him down, he punishes him with illness. Yachol Afilu Lo Kiblam Me'ahava. What if the person doesn't receive this be'ahava? Meaning Hashem is trying to give tough love, but the person doesn't think it's tough love, and they're not receiving it as tough love. Okay? Talmud Lomar, the Gemara teaches us, Im Tasim Asham Nafsho. Ma Asham Ladat Af Yisurin Ladat. Okay? If you, Im Tasim Asham Nafsho, if in your mind you see this as being an Asham. Asham is a korban that was only brought for a, well, there are different interpretations here, but it's only brought for a sin that was committed intentionally. So if you see this as being something that was intentional, meaning Hashem is giving you Yisurin out of intention, and you know that the reason he's doing this is because he loves you, Ma Hashem Adat, Af Yisurin Adat. So then the Yisurin will also, there'll be Ladat. Okay, V'im Kiblam, and if you accept this, Maschara, what is your reward? Your zera ya'arich yamim, you will see, you'll have arichut yamim, your children will live long, and even furthermore, elash tamudom mitkayim biyado, you'll remember your Torah that you study, shen emar, v'chaseitz Hashem biyado yitzlach. He who Hashem loves, biyado, he will have, hatzlacha, he will have success. Okay, so this is, so there's this notion of being, having to be aware of this. Okay, Rav Nissim Gaon, if you look at the top left, Rav Nissim Gaon was an African rabbi. He was in North Africa. He was one of the last Gaonim. He says, Ma'asham ladat af yisurin ladat. Asham is a korban that you have to bring with your own volition. Okay, so too the yisurin are something that a person needs to understand and recognize that they are yisurin shel ahava. Okay, but the suggestion is that if a person wouldn't understand this, perhaps Hashem would not bring this yisurin upon a person. Okay, let's move on. Pligi bar Rav Yaakov bar Iti, Rav Acha bar bar chanina. There's a machloketer between two rabbis. Chadamar Elohem, they want to determine how do you know what Yisurin shel Ahava is. So one of them says, Yisurin shel Ahava kol she'ein bahen bitul Torah. Yisurin shel Ahava is anything, anytime you have punishing or suffering that doesn't bring upon you bitul Torah. So you could still study. Shana Emar, as it says, Ashrei Hagever, blessed is the person, Asher Tiasreinu Ya Umitorcha Tzlamdenu. This is the second interpretation of this pasuk. Blessed is the person who could, who is suffering, but at the same time he's able to study Torah. Okay, so what does this mean? That the Yisurin shouldn't be so challenging that they don't prevent us from growing by studying Torah. Now we're going to have a second interpretation. This is how you define Yisurin Shel Ahava. Kol She'ein Bahen Bitul Tefillah. Any Yisurin, any suffering that does not bring upon the nullification of davening, of Tefillah. She'ne'emar Baruch Elohim Asher Lo Heisir Tzvati V'chasto Me'iti. You know, sometimes, like people in the Holocaust, they got to a point, they couldn't daven anymore. They lost all of, they lost their emunah. Maybe that's not Yisurin Shel Ahava. Yisurin Shel Ahava is when a person still feels connected and has the capacity to still daven. Their emunah has not been taken or removed from them, okay? So maybe that's the meaning of this. Amar lehu Rabbi Abba b'reid Rav Chia bar Abba. Rabbi Abba, the son of Rav Chia, the son of Rav Abba, says as follows. I'm a Rav Chia bar Abba, I'm a Rav Yochanan. Elu ve'elu yisurin shel Ahava hein. No, the truth is that both of these are yisurin shel Ahava, meaning even if you don't get to, because of your suffering, you don't get to learn, and you don't get to daven, these can still be Yisurin Shel Ahava, she'ne'emar, ki eit asher yehov Hashem yochiach. He whom Hashem loves, He rebukes. Ela matam lamar, umitartcha tilamdenu. So then how do you interpret the words, umitartcha tilamdenu, which we interpreted beforehand, meaning that the Yisurin will be, you'll still be able to study Torah at the time. Al tikre tilamdenu with a segol, ela tilamdenu with a tzereh. What's the difference between tilamdenu, ela tilamdenu? What it means is tilamdenu davar zemitoratacha tilamdenu. Meaning we learn this idea from the Torah that Yisurin, really hurt us, can still be out of love. Okay, so this is a third interpretation of Asherei Gev Asher Tiasrenu Ya Umitar Tchatavdin, and we learn this from the Torah that when Hashem punishes us, it could still be Me Ahava. How do we learn this from the Torah? It's a Kal Vachomer. It's a logical argument. Mishein Va'ayin, from the notion of Shein Va'ayin. What is Shein Va'ayin? This is referring to an Eved. An Eved Kena'ani, a non-Jewish slave. If the owner hurts him, it mentions in the Torah Shein and Ayin, his eye or his tooth. But the truth is, it could be any one of 24 different Evarim. If the master, a Jewish master, hurts his non-Jewish slave, this slave goes free. Okay. So Ma Shein VaAyin Shein Achad Me'Avarav Shel Adam Eved Yotzei Bahen L'Chirut. Just like if an Eved gets hurt in one of these parts of his body, he goes free. He achieves freedom. Yisurin. What about suffering? Shemimarkin kol gufo shel adam, that destroy a person's whole body. Alachat kama v'kama, that a person achieves freedom, chirut. Freedom, and this is a sign of God's love, not of God's punishment. V'hainu de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, this is as Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, ne'amar brit b'melach. A covenant is mentioned by melach. What's melach? By salt. Okay, what covenant is mentioned by salt? Anybody know? Korbanot. Every korban, Sefer Vayikra teaches us, in Vayikra Perek Bet, every korban, you have to have salt on every korban. Okay? The Ne'emar Brit V'Yisurin. You also have the notion of Brit by suffering. Ne'emar says Brit, how do we know this? Ne'emar Brit V'melach Tichtiv Lo Tashbit Melach Brit. Don't ever, you know, stop putting salt on the korban. The Ne'emar Brit V'Yisurin. There's also Brit by Yisurin. Dichtiv, as it says, Ela Divrei Habrit. Ela Divrei Habrit is this is the right after Parashat Kitavo, when Hashem makes a covenant with the Jewish people in Arvot Moav, and he says, I'm going to give you the bracha on Har Gerizim and Har Eval when you enter the Eretz Yisrael, and it says that this is a brit. Just on the side, I was actually on Har Gerizim this last week, and this is where the brit and the bracha and the klala were given to the Am Yisrael when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Ma brit amor velech melech mateket et abasar. So too, just like melech, what does melech do? Interesting, it says that it mimateket habasar. It says that it sweetens the meat. I don't know about you, but sometimes you, not that I've ever eaten non-kosher meat, but sometimes you eat kosher meat and you say, wait a second, this tastes a little bit salty. Okay, and you wonder if they haven't cleaned out all the salt. Okay, but I guess maybe mimateket is not that it sweetens the meat, but it brings out the taste of the meat. Okay, it brings out the taste. It makes it tasty. Af brit amor bi yisurin, so to the brit that is mentioned by Yisurin. Yisurin memarkim kol avonotav shel adam. The Yisurin sort of bring out, erase, destroy all of the sins of a person. Okay, yafeh. Next piece, and this is going to be the final piece we do today. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is a very famous piece of Gemara. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, Shalosh matanot tovot natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem gave three gifts to the Jewish people. The kulan lo nitnan ela al yidei Yisurin. And all three of them were only given with suffering, with great, great and tremendous challenge. The Elohim, and these are the three things. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Ve'olam Haba. Okay? These three things. What is the meaning of these, why these three things? What do you think? What is the significance of these three things? Again, we're going to bring a pasuk to prove this. Let's just read the pasukim, and then we'll understand. Torah minayin, how do we know that Torah comes with the Yisurin? Meaning, in order to acquire Torah, you have to go through Yisurin. Minayin shenamar, ashrei ageva asher ti asreinu ya. We see the connection between Yisurin and the acquiring Torah. It takes Yisurin. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, dechtiv ki kasher yaser ish et beno. Hashem elokecha miyasrecha. Just like Hashem yaser in this case is to rebuke, or you know, Hashem, just like a father rebukes his son, so too Hashem will rebuke and sort of punish us. Uchtiv batrein. It says after this, ki Hashem elokecha miyaviyacha el Eretz Tova, Hashem will bring us to a good land. And clearly a condition for entering the land or holding on to the land is Yisurin. And Olam Haba, Dechtiv, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, V'Derech Chayim. Derech Chayim is the Olam Haba. Tochechot Musar. Okay, there's Musar involved. In order to get to Olam Haba, you need to go through some suffering. So what's the meaning of these three things? So different explanations in the Mefarshim. Okay, one explanation is that the Maharsha explains that these are things that if you want to acquire them, you need to go through suffering. You can't just, you know, you don't become a Talmid Chacham by sitting as a couch potato. It just doesn't happen. You've got to sit and study and push yourself and use every second of your day. And mamash, it's very hard, okay? And yeshiva, by the way, is bad for every part of your body except for your mind and your neshama. It hurts your back. You get stomach cramps. Yeah, your neck hurts, your eyes go dim. I mean, there's really Yisurin in studying Torah, but if a person does this, then one can, the same thing is true of Eretz Yisrael. We've seen this with our own eyes. Chas v'shalom, we shouldn't happen again. Second intifada, all the wars Israel has gone through in order to acquire Eretz Yisrael, it's not easy. We're still in many ways, we're still fighting Milchemet Atzmaut, the first war in 1948. Second, what?
You have to fight the Sochnut.
You have to fight the Sochnut, the Rabbanut, all these different things that you have to, all the kasher, the agencies. The Maharal explains that these are all physical gifts. These are all spiritual gifts, and we're physical beings. So we need to, you know, peel away the layers of materialism in our lives in order to acquire these things. And then the Binayahu, I'm not quite sure what that is, maybe it's the Ben Ish Chai. He says that that these are all in order to merit. God is testing us in order to receive these things. We have to show that we're worthy. And how do we show that we're worthy? By going through Yisurin, to show that we really want it, that we're going to stand the test. And so these three things, if it's studying Torah and studying Gemara is tough for a person, a person should say, wow, this is how I'm acquiring Torah in my life. These are Yisurin Shel Ahava, perhaps. The same thing is true of Eretz Yisrael, and this gives us, it gives us a big picture in life. But, you know, we shouldn't be shocked when things are tough sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, because this is all, we've been told it's going to be this way, and we should see this as a part of us acquiring and meriting Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, and Olam Haba. Okay, wishing everybody a good day. We'll continue with Talmud Bet tomorrow.